Let's get to the final chapter of the series of housekeeping. A very important chapter, it covers the safety and security of the housekeeping department. Safety and security, what role housekeeping plays in safety and security for guests and for its own staff and for the staff of the hotel. So the objectives of the chapter is to know the effectiveness of the safety and security measures in hotels. How effective are they? What are the training methods staff should be trained? How should they be handled? How should they handle all types of emergencies? There are emergencies galore. I mean, there are guests from outside. There are people who walk into your hotels. Else, the people who are roaming around, there's emergency galore. You don't know everybody. They don't know you, so there are emergency clothes. Causes for and preventions of fires. Fires can happen anywhere. Hotel is a very combustible area. Use chemicals in housekeeping. Use chemicals in different areas. Emergencies like crimes, theft of staff to staff thefts, staff to guest thefts, guest to guest thefts, medical emergencies, somebody gets a heart attack, somebody is falling ill, what do you do? So these are the objectives, and this is the objectives of this. So first of all, it's important to know the importance of safety and security in order. A hotel is a place where customers come in. They come in to feel safe. They come in to feel secure in the environment. They're staying in a hotel. They carry their own belongings. They carry valuables. You give them a guest safe where they keep in. You have to keep that safe also safe. You have to keep them safe, their employees safe. Employees come in. They have their own belongings. They have money in their wallets. They have other things. You have to keep them safe. The owner's interest is there, assets are there. I mean, you can't have a fire. Fire will burn assets. So you have to keep them safe. Then there is another thing. Recently, even in the past, you heard of people committing murders in hotels. You have to try and avoid them. You may not be responsible for them, but you can, avoid them by timely intervention. By knowing there's a suspicious person moving around, by getting your security to ensure that the suspicious person is taken care of. Abductions could happen. Health hazards, pests, cockroaches and rats are the most common things in hotels. Now food is made, ne? Wherever there is food, there are cockroaches across the world. Kitchen has got food poisoning issues also. So that is in the guest perspective. Then come to the staff perspective. You have to provide them lockers so that they keep their belongings safe. You have to ensure that they have insurance. Staff can get injured at any point of time while working. Can fall down, can any health issue can happen. You have to have your health schemes in place. You have to have insurance in place. You have to have your provident fund, etc., which the government says, yes, I see, and all other aspects. But you have to have those other aspects also in case of accidental death while working. Somebody falls off a tall ladder while cleaning a lobby which is 30 feet high. They may not survive or may break bones. So you have to have your insurance in place. So therefore, it is a very important aspect. Hotel is a place where anything can happen at any point of time. A lot of guests which roam around, a lot of staff which roam around. I have some common examples of keeping guests safe is CCTVs have to be everywhere. You have to record closed circuit television cameras. You need to record, as per law, you have to keep 30 days recording in a hotel. You can know after the fact also that something has happened. So for investigation purposes, it's very important. Plus, it is also important that the security of the hotel and monitors these cameras at a regular basis so that any suspicious activity can be seen and thwarted at the time of the activity happening. Now new hotels, newer hotels and newer elevators have key cards for the guest elevator so that nobody without permission can go up to the room. So if somebody has come to visit a person in the room, just can't enter an elevator and press a button and go up. Even steps don't take you up. The emergency exit steps, they get you down. So you'll need a key card. So you put the key card, so the guest has to come down and take the guest. or somebody has to accompany the guest to the key card. So otherwise, they can't go up in the elevator, can't go up to the rooms. That's the room safety feature. Now, how do you achieve safety and security? First of all, you have to have an SOP for safety and security. You have to know what all safety and security threats which you may perceive may happen in the future. You have to constantly train people on the safety and security. Especially your staff has to be completely trained. You have to have designated people responsible for it. Key areas have to be put in your induction when a new employee joins. When a new employee joins, he has to be inducted. First thing you tell them is about safety and security. You have management. But the role of a housekeeper is not to sit on a desk in the office. He has to roam around, walk around. The role of a general manager is not to sit on in his cabin all the time. He has to do at least 2 or 3 rounds a day in the entire hotel. He has to walk. So by walking around, all the HODs basically have to walk around the hotel. These things have to be checked at time to time. And you have to train all your employees. Roles have to be defined. In case of a fire, what do you do? In case of this, what do you do? The first person on a scene in a guest is complaining of chest pain. What do you do? Very important aspect. Effective safety and security management. When you're looking at safety and security, which are the safety and security areas which you have to cover? Basically, fire safety is one very important aspect. Fire can happen in many ways. We'll get into all these aspects next. Fire can happen anywhere in a hotel. Guest room security, very important. Like I said, key card for elevators can't be used by anybody else. It logs who's used it. Security in the public areas, you have CCTV cameras. Security in staff areas, again, very important. Information security. Today's day and age, information security is one of the most important aspects. Guest connects through a Wi-Fi network for internet. Very few people carry their own internet dongles nowadays. Wi-Fi is given in the hotel. So you can't have the security compromised there. Environmental management. You have to manage your environment. You can't have a very stuffy room, very smoky room. It'll cause many health hazards. Health safety, obviously, kitchen and other aspects, health safety is very important. When you're using chemicals, are you wearing a PPE, not wearing a PPE? Does the chemical require handling in a different fashion? Do you require gloves, not require gloves to use that particular thing? All those aspects are there. Now let's get into housekeeping, specifically the housekeeping. Effective housekeeping in the workplace, security is the key. If there is no security, you cannot have effective housekeeping. So if you reduce the handling of equipments, how do you reduce the handling of equipments? You have your SOPs which enable to reduce the handling of equipments, reduce the flow of materials. I have a particular SOP, I need so-and-so chemical. For 10 set of rooms today. This is the amount I require. So only that amount should be issued to me, not more, not less either. Effective use of space, where I'm storing it, how I'm storing it, very important. How do I store things? Clutters. Storing things in staircases, not done. Not done at all. You can't store things in staircases. In case a fire person is running into objects, no, not done. Lower your workers' exposure to vapors, chemicals, or give them PPE as proper working equipment. And that all creates lesser janitorial work, lesser physical work. If you follow the procedures properly, you do preventive maintenance. It'll increase efficiency, reduce property damage, It increases productivity because you're keeping them things up properly. It's easy to find. You're maintaining them properly. The person is not searching for an equipment left, right, and center. He knows where it is kept. He knows that's the place for keeping it. He picks it up from there. There's a better efficiency, better control. And by doing all this, you're decreasing fire hazards. In your overall, by creating a safer environment, you always, your morale always increases. Who wants to work in an unsafe place? So, you know, steps which you need to take to ensure safety management as a department head. Department heads have to be aware of the nature and the variety of various risks, of various hazards which happen. The hotel has to have a safety committee which constantly reviews the safety procedures. Safety records have to be maintained. I mean, you have fire extinguishers. When are they going to be? When are they going to expire? When do you need to replenish them? They have to be replenished at a particular period of time. You have to do periodic checks. You have to inspect. And you have to constantly keep reviewing your work processes. Is there a safer way of doing a particular task? Because the more the safety you give your staff, your customers, the better you are. Less liability you have on you. You have to train staff members. Whatever safety procedures you come up with, you have to make them conscious of every safety measure. You have to tell them the importance of it. You have to motivate them. You have to constantly be on them and to work in a safe environment. They also have to make their area safe. They are also responsible for the tasks they do. You have to investigate every accident which happens, every little injury which happens, every little incident which happens, and learn from it. Not only investigate it, learn from it. Update your procedure. Train your staff. You learn from it. The slip happened because of this. The fellow fell down the steps because it was over-polished. Go back to your SOP and say, over-polishing. Oh, Lord, you used too much of shine. Shine has to be reduced. Learn from it. Update your procedures. Practice your safety management. Monitor, follow up. Very important. Retrain. So again, to sum it up, workplace inspection is very important. You have to keep inspecting. Physical inspection is the most important aspect. I made a written procedure. Everybody is following it. Not going to happen. I have to physically inspect. I have to physically monitor. I have to track incidents. I have to do a risk assessment all the time. I have said stairs should be cleared of all, should not have anything in kept there, no obstructions on the steps, but somebody's put something. I don't physically inspect, I don't physically track, I don't do risk assessment at all times, I don't train my staff, I don't follow up on actions, and I don't look at my and don't upgrade my employees' qualification in terms of safety, I am not going anywhere. I am just stating that on paper. So I have to do all these things physically. Safety management is a very important aspect. Yeah, so key elements of safety, effective safety management programs. Key elements are hazard assessment. This task will create this hazard. This chemical will create this fumes. This will erode this. This will create a fire hazard. Training, very, very important aspect. Policies and procedures, again, SOP becomes a very important aspect. Accident investigations, incident investigations, measurement of where I stand today, how much more safer I can be, what steps do I need to take. And obviously, as a management, I have to be committed to safety. Without that, the top five steps make no sense. Now, risks. In housekeeping, for housekeeping employees. Like I said, housekeeping employees climb floors. They use chemicals. Rodents are one of their best friends. I mean, worst enemies actually. They're cleaning electrical equipments, they're cleaning furniture fittings, they're cleaning other aspects. There are lots of risks. Chemicals diffuse, body, then they're using, cleaning dirty sheets of guests, bodily fluids. They're working in areas where they're washing, so slipping, falling. They're scrubbing tiles, they're using soaps. Anything can happen. So that is the aspect. Now you have to identify them, what all things can happen. Then what are you going to do about them? How do they disinfect sheets? How do they disinfect various surfaces? So you're going to put SOPs in place so that they don't get hurt during work. So you're going to reduce the workplace hazards. You have to put controls in place. Checks and balances, very important aspect of safety. Checks and balances. Now, it's a hazardous chemical. You've given it to somebody to use and he's improperly using it, causing harm to himself. He's not wearing gloves, causing rashes to himself. Unless and until there are checks and balances, supervisors checking, housekeepers checking, other people who are walking around are checking, that you are not going to be able to this. I have to clean the ceiling and I'm not going to wear a harness. I'll fall. If I fall, I've got to fall. And so those checks and balances are there, which need to be put in place. Now, what do you do if the controls fail? The physical controls, your controls can also fail. They're not a given. They're not going to pass all the time. How do you prevent? I mean, a person comes with flu. He can pass the flu to other staff. And you can give it to guests. So you ensure that he doesn't work that day. Or he works in a contained area where he's not spreading the flu. Now, top tips for keeping the workplace safe. Effective workplace. The 10 tips, we just go through each one of them. What do most injuries in workplace happen? Especially in housekeeping. Slips, falls, trips, walking without seeing, bumping into something, using incorrect cleaning material. So you have to ensure people use correct cleaning material. You have to ensure people report and clean all the areas where there's spillage, where there is moisture, so that nobody slips. Exits and pass-bys, your corridor should not have boxes kept in the way. You will bump into things, no? Your exits, your fire exit cannot have things stored in it. It's not a storage place. Your staircase is not a storage place. Warning signs, somebody is doing a mop, wet floor sign, ensuring that people don't walk on it. Then storage. Flammable material has to be stored in a particular fashion. There's certain material has to be stored control, temperature control stored. You have to store it properly. Like I said, do not store items on a staircase. Then the most dangerous thing is to keep things in a staircase because people will trip on it. You know, storing in your storeroom, piling up things one after over the other, you have to keep a distance from the top to this stuff. You can't have it from ceiling to this chopper block. At least 1 meter. Your PPEs, personal protective equipments, you have to inspect them. You can't have gloves which are torn. Torn gloves person is wearing and working. Can't happen, na? A chemical will go through. It will create a problem in his hand. Therefore, SOPs are very important. So, your policies have to be written and explained and trained. That's a very important aspect. Then you have electricity. Another issue. Your staircases are very dimly lit. Your corridors are dimly lit. People can't see clearly. You're going to fall. You're going to bump into things. You're going to break stuff. It's too bright. Again, another issue. Too bright will give you strain in the eye. Both ways will give you strain in the eye. It'll give you stress. Unnecessary stress. You're looking here, there. Are, am I walking properly? Am I not? Too bright. I'm trying to adjust my eyes. It'll give you a headache. And then I'm tired only by doing all this. So give me fatigue. How is that going to be a good way to work? Very important. It will give you low productivity because the person is only trying to keep himself off from falling and injuring himself rather than working. So these are very important aspects, which are proper electricity, proper lighting is very important aspect. There are various types of incidents which happen. Accidents. Let's take accidents. External accident, internal. Is it a major one or a minor one? Is it a major one, then it's fatal, or is it a disability? If it's a disability, it's temporary or it's permanent or it's partial, total. This is for an accident, types of accidents. These are other causes of our accidents. Employees work too hard, very sleepy. Or not slept last night and report to work, very sleepy. Same thing goes with guests. Very tired, very sleepy. And people have car accidents because they're sleepy. They don't fall off sleep while driving. So that's one very important aspect. A lot of errors the person is doing. Mind is somewhere else. Mind is not at his work. So there'll be an accident. You're not looking, going anywhere, bumping into things. Also create negative impact on work. Mind has to be there. He has to be of a proper state of mind. Correct employees during the day. But if you really want to give a scolding, give it at the end of the shift. Don't give it during the day. That's my opinion. People work differently. Why I say that is because the employee's mind has state of mind has to be, you have to motivate the employee to work. At least during his shift. Then you can correct. You corrected him while he's doing, but at the same time motivated him. You really want to scream at him, end of the shift. You can take it home. Come back with a fresh mind next day. All this is increased risk of accidents. Climbing on a ladder, you're not climbing properly, you're not using safety measures, the ladder is a little shaky. You will fall. You're doing it alone, you have nobody. He's standing and holding the ladder for you so that the shakiness doesn't happen. You're going to fall. I hope you enjoyed the session today. Thank you very much.